Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Barber's Body Shop, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Jessup Furniture, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Christian Gokul.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokul on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Tuesday nights at 7 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Coastal Pines Technical College, and by Catch 228. And joining us now, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. How you doing, Coach?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Very good. It's great to be back with you after that unfortunate hiatus. Did you and your family make it through the storm okay?
Yeah, you know, we were very fortunate we didn't sustain any bad damage to the home or anything like that. We didn't flood. A lot of people in our neighborhood had some flooding. And we had two or three coaches on our staff had some significant damage to their home with wind and flooding. So, you know, all in all, it was, you know, personally, I was very fortunate. But, you know, we've had a lot of people that we care about who've had their lives impacted. And so hopefully everybody get on their feet and move forward.
I know me being from Atlanta and you coaching in that area for years, that's hurricanes definitely something we didn't have to worry about up there.
Yeah, no, you have to get the occasional ice storm or snowstorm, probably about as frequent, about once a year, that could do some damage. But all in all, you didn't have to worry about the hurricanes. We had a bad flood there a few years ago where, it really inundated and flooded Atlanta. We had to move a game and cancel a game. So, you know, we had to deal with some weather issues up there as well, but not so much hurricanes.
Now, school, of course, got back in session on Monday after being out for over a week. And during that time, it was decided that the game against East Jackson would not go ahead. What was the thought process behind that?
Well, we were scheduled to play that game. We moved it from our home because East Jackson had to cancel their charter bus, and they weren't sure if they were going to have a place to stay when they came down here. We said we'd come up there to them because we felt like perhaps the damage would be less expensive up there. On Friday night, then we decided to move it to Saturday. And eventually, after the hurricane came through, the initial move was the thought process was if the storm isn't going to be that bad, maybe we'd get up and get up there for Saturday and play the game. But once we saw the severity of the storm, it was something we just decided was probably best for the community that we didn't do that. I didn't feel comfortable putting my team on a bus, going 5 hours from home after the majority of my kids have been evacuated. I had coaches that weren't in town, didn't get back in town on Sunday, didn't have power. Had a lot of players didn't have power until Sunday. So, you know, it was one of those moments we just decided to kind of put life in front of football. Prioritize things and probably the order they should be and let everybody get back on their feet, and then we'll get started on the season, next week.
And you're listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, of course, East Jackson, not a region game, but explain to us how the region games, when we do get in those, affect the playoffs and how you guys are kind of in a peculiar situation this year with only four region games.
Yeah, you know, four region teams make the playoffs, and we have five teams, so we have four games. Somebody's going to be the odd man out, and you know, hopefully it's not going to be us. And for all our fans, it's not going to be us. I can tell you that right now. We're going to get in the playoffs. But, it puts a lot of pressure on those last four games. And, you know, it'll hurt us because we're going to go 4 weeks without playing a game. We're going to have to play a really good Wayne County team off a four-week layoff. We're just going to have to do it. Talk to the kids about it. Explain to them we're going to have a great practice week. And next week we have to be super focused, and we got to kind of fix our problems and move forward and play great against Wayne.
Now, slowly but surely, getting everybody back and in a rhythm, and I know I can speak for a lot of the parents out there that dealing with the mentality of 13 to 18-year-old boys can be a pretty tough thing. So how do you get the guys focused back on what they need to be doing after that layoff?
You know, I think what we do is important to our kids, so that's the first thing. You just have to sit them down and talk to them. This is, you know, we had a good practice Monday, good practice today. We're going to take Wednesday off, which is kind of, people probably look at me sideways. We're going to go out in the community and work on some homes of some elderly people and some people who have some need. And we're going to send the kids out there. Our varsity team, our JV and ninth grade, is going to stay and do a scrimmage. And we're going to come back and play a game on Thursday. We're going to play a football game at our place Thursday, full speed, live and direct. Everybody in the program is going to be involved. Hopefully get some game speed up there and get one game better, we hope. That's the game plan. But, you know, our kids have to be mature about what's going on and understand that we still have football season to play, and we've got to prepare. Like, you know, the things in front of us matter, and they do.
And, of course, like you said, getting the kids back out into the community, and I'm sure there's some of the kids where the family really needed them at home, helping get their lives back in order, getting the yards cleared and stuff like that. How are you working with your kids with that?
Well, you know, we didn't do anything last week. I just felt like it was – I just felt like it was a bad taste for me to call kids and say, hey, come to football practice over here, when I know that people are out in the community, you know, trying to work, clean up their homes. I probably spent 16 hours trying to get everything straightened up at my house. I spent 2 days at one of our coaches' homes with four or five of our other coaches helping him. He got about 18 inches to 2 feet of water in his home. So we worked over at his place, and then, you know, one of our other coaches that were flooded came back on Saturday. We worked Saturday and Sunday over there. So it was a busy time for us, just trying to, you know, have some fellowship and help our fellow man a little bit. We're gonna get out Wednesday and do some of that, and spend some time with some people in the community, hopefully make an impact somewhere other than the football field.
Now, when we come back, we're going to get into how the prep of this week and what we're going to be focusing on during this week of practice, and that's going to come on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You are a proud new home for the Glenn Academy Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show this season? Catch 228. Be sure to be there every Tuesday night at 7 as the Red Terriers head coach breaks down the week in Glenn Academy football. And of course, while you're at Catch 228, try their world-famous oysters. 228 Redfern Village at the end of Redfern Village on St. Simons. 912-634-6228, and let's go, Terriers!
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondS.com.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Terriers!
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel, on location from Catch 228 on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Catch 228, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, and by Coastal Pines Technical College. Now, what's one of the silver linings from this long hiatus is the fact that it sort of gives your team a chance to heal up. I know, really banged up coming out of that TIP game. Update us on the status of some of the guys on the team.
We got Daquan Houston back and Josh Anderson back, so two offensive line guys. And Daquan, we had hoped, he was a young sophomore, we had hoped he'd kind of push him for some playing time. I think being out so much, it's going to be tough for him to catch up. Josh Anderson was a kid that was starting with us, starting for us at offensive line, and getting him back will really help. Jalen Thomas, his hand is still in a cast, but obviously he's a couple weeks better and he's close to getting a cast off. And I think when he gets that cast off, his pass protection will improve. Marvin Dallas is 1 week closer to getting his cast off on his hand, and that would be a huge huge get for us to get Marvin back. You know, we're still working with Tyler Grant on trying to get him up to speed with his knee, and you know, that's one of those things that we got to get him comfortable and feel good about what he's trying to do. So I don't foresee that's going to be an immediate impact on anything we're doing. But all in all, I think most of our kids have kind of got a rest. You know, Kane Cruz looks good running out there. Hopefully he's been playing with a high ankle sprain, and hopefully that rest has helped him. He'll play a little faster when he gets out there. So, you know, hopefully it was a good thing that we had that time off. We'll see.
Right. And again, no game this weekend as your bye falls on this Friday. What's your typical approach to a bye week?
Well, usually I practice about 2 days with the varsity kids, and I'll spend 3 days another day with the JV and ninth grade. So it's a day we don't do a whole bunch other than we work on us and kind of add a couple of things and special teams and trick plays, and it's our ad week if we want to add something. You know, I'm not sure that's kind of where we're going with this week. I think it's probably going to be more about let's really tighten up what we're trying to do and get better at us, and that's really been our focus.
And you've mentioned me before, even during a game week, you try not to focus too much on an opposing team's players and instead opt to focus on how you're going to develop your guys. Is that more what you're going to be working on this week?
Yeah, you know, I always focus on us. I mean, we focus on us within the parameters of the game plan. We you know, I mean, obviously we want to take into consideration who our opponent is, but our focus is always on our kids, our you know, the way we do things. If we do things like we're capable of doing, then we're going to be having an opportunity to win every game. And, you know, we're 1-2 right now because we haven't done the things we're supposed to do. And so, you know, for me, our priority is fixing our mistakes. Let's practice. Let's have perfect practice. And learning how to practice is a skill, knowing how to practice. And it's something that we're still trying to teach our kids. We've got a lot of kids who are young, but we have a lot of kids who are older, who are inexperienced, have not played a lot of football. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword right there. And teaching them what to do on Friday night is one thing, but teaching them how to go about and be focused every day at practice and play with a certain level of intensity and a certain level of urgency, that's something that has to be learned. It's just not something you have.
And you're listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, again, you said that you're really just focusing on hammering down the fundamentals, but will you guys work on installing anything this week?
You know, I'm not going to say we're not going to install something. We may tweak some things here or there, we're not going to put any necessary new plays. We had put a couple of things in before the Camden game that we're really hoping to use, some things that we want to try to use to take advantage of the way people are playing us. I think it'll be good, but, you know, just haven't had a chance to get out there and show those things yet.
So you're telling me we're not going to see another worm play coming out of
the state? I didn't say that. The state of Georgia says I'm not allowed to do the worm play. So they I've been advised I'm not supposed to do that, or I'm going to get a penalty. So I don't necessarily always follow the rules, so we'll see how that goes. But we have some other things that we've been working on.
Now, we'll get into it a lot more next week, but kind of tell the fans a little bit about what to expect out of Ware County. Of course, they're 3-0 going into their game this Friday. What should we expect out of Wayne County?
Wayne, I can tell you about Ware. We already beat them, but yeah, Wayne – you know, Coach Ken Cribbs, the new coach there, has been very successful in South Carolina. He's got his kids playing hard. They've got a really good group of kids. I remember their kids when they were freshmen. You know, those kids are juniors right now, and it's a talented group of kids. They had as good a group of kids as anybody here in the Southeast. He's put them in the right spots. They're big and physical up front on the offensive and defensive lines. They got a really good tailback. They're playing really good fundamental football. They're making a lot of plays in special teams, a lot of big plays. So, you know, when you watch a play, they're playing hard, they're making things happen, and that's impressive.
Now, before we go to commercial, I just wanted to go back, and you said you guys were going to be hosting a scrimmage game on Thursday, full speed, and that's open to the community.
True.
Well, I just wanted to...
All my practices are open to the community, to be honest with you. I don't close our practices necessarily. You know, to our parents and fans, if they want to come by and watch, they're always helping. They're always welcome to come do that. I have no qualms about people are going to watch me work on Friday,
yep.
So I don't have a problem with them coming to watch me work on Monday through Thursday.
But just a really cool opportunity for community to come out and watch some football and sort of get back to some normalcy. And when we come back, I'm going to update the coach on how I'm slowly creeping back up on him in our college football pick 'em game. And when we come back, on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College, with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrian Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terrier Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location at Catch 228. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Jessup Furniture, and by Adrian Browning, attorney at law. Now, before we get into where I'm slowly creeping back up to you on our pick'em, I wanted to ask you, you guys run a spread option attack, and one of the biggest topics right now across media outlets is the fact that quarterbacks that are dominating in college, like Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson, people say maybe their games don't transfer to the NFL. How do you feel about that?
I do think innovation, there was a time 30 years ago, innovation in a game of football occurred at the NFL level and trickled down. That's not the case anymore. The NFL is a cookie cutter league. And when you look from one team to another, they basically – they're kind of trees of coaching, and everybody kind of coaches in the same realm, offensively, defensively. You know, you're 4-3 teams, you're 3-4 teams, but they all pretty much play the same stuff. Offensively, guys don't vary really. They're running outside zone, they're running inside zone, they're running counter, running power, play action pass, drop back game. You know, you got some teams that run West Coast offense passing concepts. But that's kind of become the norm of what a lot of teams are doing. There's not a whole lot of seven steps. So the game used to trickle down from the NFL. That's not the case. The game really is moving up from the high school, probably for the past 10 or 15 years. Innovation in football is occurring at the high school level. When you go back and look at the colleges, people look at guys like Gus Malzahn and Art Briles, regardless of what he did over there. The innovation is happening at the high school level, and that is trickling up. I mean, you see people running what Chip Kelly did at Oregon. I mean, teams were running that at the high school level way before that people were doing that at the college level. And people take those things and they see Chip Kelly doing it, and it slowly transitions in the NFL. I think any of those things will work in the NFL if somebody understands the concepts with it and is committed to doing it. And nobody's committed to running a gun triple option offense.
But you'll see a team like the Falcons, who made it in the Super Bowl last year, who've installed an RPO into their team, run pass option.
But RPOs are a little different, though. They're a little different than really a true option game, right? A gun option. But even with the RPOs, there are a lot of teams building those things in. That's a really easy concept. But those concepts, they start at the high school
level. Right.
But I think what people look at are something what Clemson does, you know, what Louisville does with Lamar Jackson, where the quarterback is integral in the run game. In the NFL, one of the issues that they have is the quarterback is the straw that stirs the drink, and he's the highest paid player on the team. And so people invest all that money in those guys. But and I think they have to change the mindset of the NFL that your quarterback has to be the most expensive player and the most valuable player on your team. Because I think you can get some guys like Lamar Jackson who are in some ways who may not be the prototypical NFL passer and run those type of offenses where they become an integral running component and they have to throw the ball off the run. It impacts the defense, but your quarterback's going to get hit, and the likelihood that you might lose a guy may be increased. But I think, you know, to me, the concept that you have to deal with is something like that is get two or three of those guys. Vince Young is a perfect example of a guy that could have been successful in the NFL under the right circumstance. Bill Walsh said about Charlie Ward that he would have drafted Charlie Ward and built the offense around Charlie Ward and won championships. That's what he did with Joe Montana. Joe Montana was a really accurate passer, got rid of the ball, made quick reads. So instead of running a traditional passing game, what everybody was doing in the late 70s, early 80s, where it was, you know, 7-step, 5-step drop and get the ball down the field, he created or used elements of the West Coast offense to read the defenses quickly and get the ball out of the quarterback's hands. But somebody's got to be innovative enough to commit to that and say, we're gonna sign three quarterbacks for $20 million instead of one for $20 million or two for $20 million, and we're going to be able to use those guys in different ways. And they may get hit, but we're going to have another guy that can come in and do the same thing. I think you see that with what Ohio State did with that type of quarterback. I don't think you have to be quite as skilled as a passer, and you can get away with some things. I think it'll work in the NFL if people are committed to it. But guys aren't. That's not the nature of that league, because anything different, if it doesn't work immediately, you get fired.
And you're listening to the Coach Rocky Hidalgo Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And to me, when you got a guy like Lamar Jackson whose athleticism just jumps off the book and he can hit a dude with a dime from 60 yards away, and a guy like Baker Mayfield who's completing 80% of his passes, there has to be some sort of way for them to get in the NFL and be successful.
You know, I think the biggest thing is when it comes to the passing game in the NFL, the windows change, everything changes. And guys who are able to kind of throw the ball in bigger windows and have a step more time aren't able to do that in the NFL because the windows get tighter and they have to process quicker. And to me, the most important thing with an NFL quarterback, especially the way the game is played, is how they can process and determine where to get the ball. People talk about the third read or the fourth read. Quarterbacks don't ever get to the fourth or fifth read in the NFL. Great quarterbacks, they read usually one, two, maybe three, and they're getting the ball out of their hands before they're getting hit. And they're putting the ball in a very tight window and being accurate. I think that's what, if you look at Tom Brady, that's what he does. He gets rid of the ball in a hurry, and he puts it in a tight window. And to me, that's what you have to have. But if you have a guy who's athletic, he can move around, it may change that dimension. Maybe you don't have to process quite as quick. Maybe you don't have to be quite as accurate because people have to do different things against you.
Now, speaking of great quarterbacks, you got a bunch of them playing this Saturday. And, of course, you started off the season with a rock-solid 3-0 in our first week of picks. And we didn't get to do it last week, but I started off 1-2. So down two. Last week we had the Oklahoma-Ohio State game, and unfortunately we were both wrong on that end.
Nope.
I got you one back on the Auburn-Clemson, and then we both got Georgia against Notre Dame. So as we stand right now, Coach Rock is at 4-2, and I'm at 500 at 3-3.
I should have never bet on Auburn.
I was not thinking about that.
I just thought they would. They suck on offense. That's it, man. They're terrible on offense.
Jared Stidham, maybe a square peg in a round hole.
You'd be having a bad night.
You know, whatever offense you run, your quarterback's got to make plays, and they struggled. To me, they're not. Watching that game, they're not outfitted to kind of run that right now with their personnel, and the quarterback never had a chance. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
All right, well, going into this week, we'll start off with TCU and Kenny Drill travel to Oklahoma State to take off the Heisman leading Mason Rudolph in the mullet.
I'm going to go with Oklahoma State on that
one. Going with the mullet?
Yeah. I've met Coach Gundy a few times. He's one of my favorite guys. He's a guy that can sit down at the table, hang out with you, and talk some ball. But I had a kid play out there. Had a great experience with him. He's a good guy. And I think they got a really good football team.
So maybe one of the most underrated coaches in the country.
I think he's a heck of a football coach. I really do.
And moving on, we're going to the state of California, where USC struggled a little bit last week with Texas. They go and take on undefeated Cal.
I'm going to go with USC because I really like their quarterback. Offense, they're playing well. I don't know anything about Cal. I haven't seen them. So I'll take USC there.
Well, going back real quick, I'll take Oklahoma State. And just so we can differentiate a little bit, I'll take Cal because I feel like USC's got to drop one. Now, in the biggest game of the week for most, and I still can't understand why College Game Day decided to go to Manhattan instead of here. Mississippi State and Nick Fitzgerald coming off the drubbing of LSU go on to take on undefeated Bulldogs and Jake Fromm. Who you got?
Yeah, as a diehard LSU fan, that was an impressive win by Mississippi State. I'm not sure. I think Mississippi State's really good. I'm not sure about Georgia. I feel about Georgia like I did about LSU going into the game. LSU had a lot of holes. We're playing a lot of young guys on the offensive line, defensive line. And that's not really what you want going on the road against a really good team. I thought Mississippi State looked really good. Now, can they do it 2 weeks in a row? I'm not sure, but I like that Fitzgerald kid. So I'll go with the Bulldogs,
well,
the Mississippi State. I'm saying it doesn't matter where it is. I'm going to take Mississippi State over Georgia. I think that Fitzgerald kid's a really – really good player, and I think they've got a really good football team, so we'll see on Friday or Saturday.
And I'm buying into what Kirby Smart's selling, that trip up to Notre Dame, that defense is smothering right now, so I'm going to go ahead and take the Dogs from Georgia. Coach, I appreciate you coming out. I want to thank you for everything you're doing with the community. Of course, you guys are going to be out working and helping some of the LA folks clear their yards, and I want to thank everybody else for joining us on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Catch 228 on St. Simon's and join us every Tuesday night at 7 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Christian Gokel. And what's your name?
Cooper.
And we're signing off.